There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights, and she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. All right, welcome everybody. This is the Transformation Network, and I'm the psychic, and I'm with my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Yeah.
She is the Doc, and welcome to another episode of The Psychic and the Doc. And, you know, we have a really great show tonight. It's faith and fear. So we're going to be going from fear to faith. Yep. And the thing is, all of us have some type of fear. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I almost hate to admit it, but in my free time, I keep turning on and watching Shark Week episodes. You know, I've grown up by the ocean my whole life. I mean, even in my latest book, I wrote a story. I retold a story about a confrontation with a tiger shark. And, you know, there's something about sharks. They're mysterious. They're apex predators. They've been in the oceans for 400 million years. We still don't completely, or not even close to completely understanding them. They fascinate people. But let me tell you, if there's something that will make your blood run cold, that's a shark with fear. Yeah. But the thing is, and I know that I know you're the expert in this, fear isn't always something like a predatory animal. Fear can be a lot of things. It can be an internal thing. It can be based in our past. So that's why, and this is a call-in show tonight, 1-800-930-2819, because we, the psychic and the doc, we're going to take you from fear to faith.
And it's a little different show, and I want to say it. You're going to get what Mark does all the time so well. But when you come to me, I'm going to leave you with a way to treat whatever's going on. It's literally going to be almost like a blessing, but not quite. It's more powerful. It's not quite an affirmation. It's what I call, in the scheme of things, it's faith on steroids. So that's what you're going to get today. Because now, why do I know a lot about fear? Because I've had a lot of it in my life. I know what it's like. I know what it's like even to wake up yesterday and let it seep into my consciousness. And this background that you see here, I want to explain it, but I want to tell everybody these lines are going to be busy tonight. And if you'd like to get in, we're going to get to everybody on here if humanly possible. But the sooner that you can call in, get ready for your readings, get ready for your lift up, right? This is a power up show. 1-800-930-2819. Please give us a call. Say hi to Jacob, say hi to Micah, say hi to Olivia, Lydia. I'm not sure who all is here, but it is the Transformation Network team. Now, see these two ladies here? Actually, oh my God, I got to say three. You can't see her all the way, but in the back is my goddess totem, and that was given to me. Now, when it was given to me, I just thought, really? 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 Okay. So I'm going to just try to do this a little bit just so everybody can see her. And that's Athena. And it's a very interesting picture by one of my favorite artists who's no longer with us. But the other two ladies, when I moved to Seattle, I was really lost. I moved to Seattle. I came across the country. I had one friend here. It didn't make sense. But now looking back, it made perfect sense. So what was it I had to overcome to put my beautiful like house in like Montclair, New Jersey for sale, pack up a U-Haul, trade my exercise equipment for a Harley Davidson Sportster, throw it in the back of this giant truck, put my car on it, and drive across the country. Now, some people would say that's your Sagittarius. It's not really. But what happens when we don't take these actions? What happens? You see, we don't do things for in our lives. So we have got Elizabeth, Carly, Charlene, Roseanne. We are kicking it up today. I am loving it. We are planning so much for you guys. Pretty soon, Mark doesn't even know this. Pretty soon, you will see the Psychic and the Doc website. So we are rocking it. Now, you can't be you, Mark, and be in the world and be Mark Anthony, psychic lawyer, and not break through fear. There is no way.
Oh, God.
There's no way you're you. There's just no way. I'm going to sing now.
If fear is, you know, when you look in scripture, one of the things Jesus says so many times is fear not. You know, we think about it. One of the reasons our Constitution was structured is so that people would not be afraid of government intrusions. And I don't, you know, want to get into that, but fear is a terrible thing. It's physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually disruptive. And when you live in a state of fear, and you know, when you were saying, Dr. Pat, how you packed up everything and sold your house in Montclair and then went cross country, as exciting as that was, there had to be some fear there too.
Are you kidding me? The guy that actually renovated my house would be sold, Johnny B. Johnny B, who I gave my exercise equipment, and he gave me his 1961 or 71 Harley Sportster fully chopped. This guy decides he wants to drive me across here. And we were friends, and I had never been on a trip that I was so afraid. I knew nothing about crossing the Great Divide. Sturgis in the winter. I decided to drive across the country in December in the northern part of the country. White knuckling. I mean, when you have a truck that has no chains on, but you know what? Did it anyway. So we're going to go to the phones. We're going to get some people in here. We're going to start this show and really do what we said we were going to do, because it is the time now to put this into faith gear. Who do we have waiting for us?
Yeah, first up, we've got Elizabeth calling in from San Jose. Hi there, Elizabeth.
Hi, Jacob. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah. Hi, Elizabeth. How can we help you? I'm sure Mark wants to connect with you first.
Hey, how's it going, Elizabeth? What can I do for you? Or what can we do for you?
Yes, Mark and Dr. Pat. I am in a job a long time. I really need a promotion. I've applied for a few places, and I just want to know if you see anything coming my way that would get me out of the situation.
Hold on. Okay, good. I love this. Yeah. This is good.
Elizabeth, as you know, I'm a medium. I do spirit communication. So if there's a spirit that wants to address that, that's fine. But you know, just so that you know, I'm not a fortune teller. Okay. But I am getting a spirit connected to you, a male energy, a very father-like figure. So I don't know if your dad's on the other side, but this could be, see, when someone comes in, that's a father figure. That could be an uncle, that could be a mentor, but I'm getting this male coming through. And I'm getting with him that with his passing, I'm getting this shockwave through my head, followed by a debilitating condition throughout his body. So something hit him like a ton of bricks, not necessarily in a physical traumatic. This is making sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, is this your dad?
No, I believe it's my husband.
Your husband. Okay. Was he like cool under pressure, savvy, kind of seemed like the type of guy that always had all the answers?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And it's interesting the way he's very paternalistic. He was very protective of you, wasn't he, Elizabeth?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Well, I mean, a spouse is supposed to be protective, but I get that. He was, you know, he was a guy's guy that was always looking out for you. And let's see what he has to say. He's telling me that you're looking for employment opportunities in all the wrong places. And he's telling me that you're not challenging yourself enough. He said, and he means this in the most loving of ways, is you're undervaluing yourself. You're not applying for positions above what you think is your level and your status. And he said that the one thing that he always loved about you is you could achieve anything that you put your mind to. He said, but the only person who didn't recognize that was, guess who, Elizabeth?
Me.
You got it. That's his message for you. Dr. Pat, this sounds like it's time for your input.
I'm going to go all out on you. Mark may come back to you, so hang on. I want you to pick a number from 1 to 154. Just any number within that range.
52.
I've got a message for you. And I'm going to read from one of my favorite books, but I just need to get you in this. You ready? This is like, see if you resonate with this. Mark said it best. So you're being asked to stand in wonder. Do you understand? Stand in wonder. Wonder, your own self wonder. But what gets in the way of standing in wonder, and I have two messages for you, is that you have to be okay with accepting all the good there is. Do you see what I'm saying? Because there's something, I pulled two things for you, two things. This message, and I pulled a card for you, and I think you'll resonate with it without going into personal things on the show, okay? You don't have to. But I wanted to, can I read this to you? This is your message and the affirmation, and you may have to pull this off the show. Maybe, I think, Jacob, you could pull it. This is the message for you for today. It is the following. You accept all the good there is. Whatever things you desire. Are you with me? Whatever things you desire, believe that you have them. This is what your mantra is to say to yourself. You ready? I surrender all fear, all doubt. I let go of all uncertainty. I know that there is no confusion, no lack of confidence. See that? No mistake here. I know that what is mine will claim me. Know me and rush to me. I accept the gift of life for myself and for everyone else. I'm going to say it again, because here you go. I want you to just listen and take it in. I surrender all fear, all doubt. I let go of all uncertainty. I know there is no confusion, no lack of confidence. I know that what is mine will claim me. Know me, rush to me. I accept the gift of life for myself and for everyone. So I want to leave you with this. When you do this, you have to have a sense of definiteness. You have to be definite. You have to be like, like, no, Dr. Pat. No, I'm not like, no, you have to like be definite. No sense of coercion, nothing. There shouldn't be any, you know, anything outside of this, right? This should be such a definite direction for you. But here's the thing. I also pulled a card for you. Now, you don't have to share this. There's a part of you somewhere. I'm going to try to hold it up. Thank you to Amy for these cards. Can you see the card? Okay. And you can go back and look at the video version. This card is number 42. It's called The Wounded. And this card is The Wounded. So even though I read you that, this is really how you have to walk forward. Be gentle with yourself. Got it? And be gentle with others. We have all been wounded in some way, and a wound will always cry out to be healed. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Resonates very clearly.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Mark.
And I want to just tell you one other thing about the job from a practical perspective, because I used to do career coaching. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. Don't compromise. If anything, expand the vision of what you desire. Don't give up. Don't compromise. Remember what I said. It will come to you. Don't give up. Don't compromise.
Don't compromise.
Don't compromise.
Got it.
Yeah. If you were begging for food on the street, like I was at 17, then you'll be able to sell hot dogs like I did. But if that's not you, you're not in the compromise zone just yet. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
I love that hot dog
very,
job.
Very
Thank
much
you. What a powerful message. Thank you so much. I love our audience, Mark.
I know.
Aren't these folks amazing?
Okay. They really are. And, you know, once again, there's a fear about calling into a show like this. And when people are doing that, whether the callers, you realize it or not, you're overcoming a fear. Yeah. And that is, confronting fear is extremely important. So are we ready for another caller?
Yeah. You know, I had a old school radio guy tell me once when I first started my show, he said, you know, here's the formula. For every one person that calls in, there are 10,000 listening to get that message. That's the bandwidth that people that call in are helping others. I'm ready for Mark. Where do you want to go now?
Okay. Who do we got, Jacob?
Yeah. Next up, we've got Carly calling in from Boise. Hi there, Carly.
Boise. Is that like Idaho?
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
Hi, Carly. Boise is pretty. Idaho, beautiful state. Hey, how can we help you today?
Hi. So I am just kind of wondering, like, if I should be doing something different. I've been at my current job for 6 years. I really like it. I do very well. But there's more that I want to do, like open a business, start something to, you know, broaden my horizons. And I was just seeing if anyone comes through on that, on my other side, you know.
All right, let's see. Is your paternal grandmother in spirit your father's mother?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting her coming in like gangbusters. And hold on, before we get to the career thing, let me go through this before you respond. This is going to sound kind of weird. I'm tasting lots of raisins and I'm smelling and seeing raisins. Now, raisins can mean a number of things. But normally when I get raisins, now I realize that you're in Boise, but raisins are one of my triggers for Northern California because of the vineyards there. But raisins can also mean an issue with iron. And because I'm tasting raisins and I'm tasting iron, and certainly, we don't want to discuss your personal medical condition on air, but is there any issue with you with iron and or protein?
So I'm on the anemic side. So
yeah, there we go. Maybe that's okay. It. Yeah, no, that's entirely it. See, what happens here is, all right, we got, first off, I felt that it was your paternal grandmother, and then she's locking on to me and she's presenting an issue. Iron is iron deficiency and protein deficiency is the cause of anemia. So now I've locked onto her. Now let's see what else. Okay, she said, whoa there, girl, on the new business. Okay, it's not that she doesn't want you to open a business, but she said that she doesn't want you to be like a cat that leaps into blackness, hoping it's going to land on her feet. And it's interesting how she's giving me this image of a cat, and it's a specific cat that is white and black. I get four white legs, white belly, and then the darker color on it has some tabby stripes. Did you ever have a cat that may have matched that description?
No.
Okay, that's interesting because this is a very specific spirit that she's referencing. So this could be a cat maybe she had or somebody you had, but at any rate, she feels that, yes, being an entrepreneur would be very good for you, but that you have to fight your natural impulsiveness and make sure you do your homework and basically blackboard script out everything. Like, look at all the financials. She said that the glamour of going into business is fun, but when it comes down to it, she said, it's doing the books. Does that make sense to you?
Just probably making sure that it's worth it because like right now I make really good money where I'm at, but I won't leave unless I know for sure I'm going to make more or profit more than what I currently make. So maybe that's what that means, that she's meaning about the book.
Right. Well, it's my job to transmit the message. It's your interpretation that's the important one. You know, and it's funny when people say, well, I need to know for sure. And it's like, because people ask me all the time, well, why don't you just give me lottery numbers? Well, spirits will give you numbers, but they're not necessarily going to tell you when those numbers are going to come out. Okay, so.
Yeah, well, you need to tell me now because the lottery is so big.
I know, right? I know. What is it, Mega Millions? I think it's up to over $1 billion or something.
Yeah.
If people say, oh, money will stress out your life, it's like, yeah, but it would also enable us to do a lot of really healing work with it too. Mm-hmm. You know, so Dr. Pat, what advice do you have for her?
Yeah, pick a number 1 to 154. Let's start with that because I do have it. I do have a message for you, but go ahead.
Seven.
Seven's good. I want to just tell you about seven. Seven, the number seven. But in this particular place that I am looking, there is the notion, especially because our theme is fear to faith, there's a notion that when we walk in life, just where you are right now, see, I love that you're exploring this. Do you know why? Because the fact that you have an idea to do something different, that is a spirit-driven idea. That was a gift to you, you see? It was a gift. Somebody put that in your heart to either do something expansive. You see what I'm trying to say? It's not that you're miserable at your job. It's that there's this other thing that's inside of you. And so this message from you is really important because this is about the mind. And this is about the idea of the mind. And, you know, it talks about in the reference that I'm having from Neville or somebody, they talk about the fact that the spirit, some people call it the consciousness of God, whatever you call it, adapt it for yourself. But that spirit has made themselves available to you. That's where the thought came from. You see what I'm saying? They planted the seed. And so when they plant a seed like this, then it's a visitation for you to really look at it and decide what to do with it. That's what's happening here. So, I mean, there's a lot more that goes with this, but this is about the mind. And the mind, when you start to look at it even further, it's an accumulation of doubt through the ages. You know, doubt, D-O-U-B-T, doubt through the ages. So it stands between spirit and the spirit of yourself and stands between spirit, your physical body, and everything external in your internal affairs is the sum of your thinking, believing, and feeling. Got that? So you have to really get in touch with that. You have to get in touch with that. But there are two things that I really want to leave you with in this, and they're really powerful because the archetype that you brought in has to do with you believing that there is a law, and it's the law of faith, not like religious faith, but belief, faith, trust, that belief that this is a driving force. There's some part of you that may not think that you're capable. Do you see what I'm saying to you? So can you give me a sense of the feeling or the idea that came into your being? I love my job. I'm making a lot of money, but I think I want to expand and do fill in the blank for me. Expand and do what?
Just do more. I don't know.
Good. No, that's good. More. That is good. More is good. Honestly, every day for the past 20 years, I have one affirmation. I wake up in the morning and I say, God, Spirit, Mary, what is mine to do today? I get one word and it's more. 20 years ago, that was the word. Here I am today. So here's what I want you to do. I want to stay with more. It doesn't mean work more hours, do you see? Can I ask you a question about your job? Are you in corporate or training? Do you have a corporate career?
So I work in sales.
Yeah. And sales is always a leadership role. So your archetype is the alchemist. Are you ready? That's your archetype, the alchemist. The alchemist is fascinating because it's the alchemist talks about our enchanted world provides means for transforming the lead-in aspects of life into the golden experience available for all. You see, this card is so perfect for you because the fact that you want more isn't just more. You want something in the alchemical world. You want more that's going to either transform yourself or others. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. Because I always want to help everybody, you know.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Do more.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I want to say to you. I'm going to give you some common sense stuff to really take with you. The common sense version of this is when I was where you are, I started to go to seminars. I started to really take courses about things that I had never known before. It ultimately led me to a 10-day vision quest in the desert in the middle of my education program, which changed the direction of my life. So more, you will get clear on more if you can participate in things that are going to stretch you alchemically. They're going to transmute that more energy into clarity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Have you done anything like that? Have you looked at, maybe I want to go on a retreat in Peru. Maybe I want to, you hear what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, like I've actually thought about it in the past,
good,
probably like 3 months. I thought about it just like a,
that's it.
Just to learn more things, like you said, about things you don't
that's
know
it.
About.
That's it. That's what I want you to do. Now I'm going to give you something really practical. Like if you were one of my coaching clients, here's what I say to you. Over the next week, I want you to write 3 really adventurous, super cool things that get you excited. You don't have to do them. You don't have to sign up. I don't want you to sign up, but I want you to pick 3. And I want you to say, these are the 3 things I want to do. I have a friend that's on her way to Iceland. I want you to pick 3 things. And then I want you to start to feel excited about them. Okay. And then next week, not like you have to take 7 days to kind of like be with the 3 things. Then next, after 7 days, day 8, then go online. Okay.
Right.
Remember, you're the alchemist here. You can make anything happen. You don't have to quit your job. You don't have to give up your salary. That's not what this is about. You're exactly where I was. The more that I had to do was I had to learn more so I could be more.
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay, you have to call back. You have to call back a couple weeks. You have to tell us what you decided to do, okay?
I will.
I may go with you. Okay, thank you. I may have to go with her on that. I'm ready for a little trip myself, but I didn't pull the alchemist, so there. Mark, how about a quick break, and then we'll come right back to the phones.
Sounds like a plan. We'll be back.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my 4-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. And this week it is the From Fear to Faith formula. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic explorer, psychic lawyer, and I'm with my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, world-renowned behavioral psychologist, and the lady that seems to have all the answers.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I've been afraid of a lot of things in my life, Mark. That's why, you know, I'm just sharing from my experience. Yeah, the education is great, but it really doesn't fill in the blanks. I mean, it really doesn't talk to stories about, you know, how one minute you're digging in a dumpster for a hot dog and the next minute the hot dog owner guy is giving you a job. I mean, you can go to school for a million years and you're not going to get that experience. And that's what I love about the way we work together. You know, you have to meet people where they are. And the reason you and I could talk about faith to fear, fear to faith, all of the above, had to look, we're not here because we make stuff up. We've experienced things and we want to help people.
Right.
All right. Who do we have next? Who do we have?
Hi there. We've got Charlene calling from Canada. Hi there, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Excellently. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. My question is I'll get to it, but, before everything went down, I kept seeing butterflies and I kept finding dimes and I kept, seeing hummingbirds. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, the Ministry of Children brought a relative to my door that needed respite, and I took him in. And I just have a feeling that my parents are trying to, from the spirit world, contact me somehow.
I'm going to turn you over to Mark. I'm going to give you to Mark right away.
I don't think they're trying to. I think they have, because what you described are examples of frequency beacons. And frequency beacons, mm-hmm. that's a term that I developed, where spirits don't turn into butterflies or dragonflies or hummingbirds, but what they can do is direct a creature into your periphery, your attention sphere, and then direct your attention to it. So if you see a hummingbird, all of a sudden you think of maybe your mom or your dad. You see a dragonfly, maybe them, then you find a dime, in because they can direct your attention to the dime. So frequency beacons, think of everyone that we're connected to, both in this world and on the other side, that we're, it's a three-dimensional spider web. And if you're grieving or thinking about your parents, you're sending a vibration along that tether, they pick up on it and they come to you. Conversely, they can emit a vibrational frequency to you to get you to see the hummingbird, or the dragonfly, or the dime. So they're definitely coming through. With your mother in particular, when she was transitioning, the female that's coming through that's associated with you in spirit, and this may be your mom or it could be somebody else, but I'm getting the sense of dehydration and not eating prior to passing. And that could indicate that she was very ill and that her passing was not a quick event. And in the last at least 4 days, it feels like it might have been a bit longer, she may have been very heavily sedated or non-responsive, is the sense that I'm getting. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, she had multiple myeloma and I nursed her for 2.5 years with cancer.
Okay. And please accept Dr. Yeah. Pat's and my and everyone at Transformation Network's condolences, because we've all been there. Yeah. We've all been there. And God bless you for being her caretaker. But, you know, she said, joy springs eternal, joy springs eternal. And this keeps getting repeated. And I know that that's an old saying, joy springs eternal. But what she's telling me is that your role in this life has always been one of a facilitator and a healer. And in the healing sense, it's not that you're going to cure somebody from cancer. Your healing abilities is to help guide someone through the most difficult parts of their life. And so that's why you're receiving these frequency beacons, and that's why they're coming through to you. And what's really wonderful, so many people call in and they say, I want a new job, I'm on the wrong path. Mm-hmm. But what I'm getting from her and from your dad, he's chiming in too. He keeps talking about the red car, the little red car. So somebody must have a little red car. But they keep telling me that you have a very rare gift of knowing who you are and that you're doing the right thing. This is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Charlene, let me ask you a question. Thanks, Mark. This person that arrived on your doorstep, how familiar were you with them?
My grandson.
Okay. That was why I asked you, because that's the sense I got. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And how old is your grandson, if I could ask?
He's so close to me. He's 16 years old.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's interesting is, I'm going to read you a couple of things, and then I think the card that got picked was for him, but for you to understand him. There are two messages for you, and it's funny that the two of them just popped up, but I think one is him and one is you. But this is the thing for you to think about now, right? This is the thing. There's this power that we have. And it's a power within us. It's in us. It's in all of us. We know it. It's in there. It's this power that allows us to go on the greatest adventures of our lives. It really is. It's this thing that will allow us to do that. But it lies in conscious use of it. And so what you're being asked to do is fine-tune your conscious use of the power that you have. And find your own center of being. You have to keep your own center of being along this journey. Just, you see what I'm saying? So it's really important, yes. Because on the Fear to Faith journey, this is one of the things that really gets people off. This is the thing where fear and faith, you can't do them together, but they dance with each other. And sometimes they dance really quickly with each other. So you get confused about what's what. But here it is. You have to find the center of your being. You're going to have to spend quiet time with yourself on this, whether it's in the evening or other things, because nothing is more immediate to you right now than to personally be involved in this presence, because everything is within this. Not life, not thought, not action is outside of it. And because you have said yes to this beautiful, beautiful love that you're caring for, this beautiful young person, this is your message. This is what your mantra is. Your mantra is, I am conscious that good is expressing through my thought. See, this is going to be your thing to monitor. I am conscious that good is expressing through my thought. My mind is open to the influx of truth. I am guided. I am informed. I am guarded. I am led into pathways of peace and goodness. It goes on to really talk to you and say, you need not mold your life after another. Does that make sense to you? You get that?
Yes,
you need not mold your life after another, because you may be thinking you need to do that. Right?
No. I'm good. I'm good.
Good. You're good. Okay. So two things to you. One is the free spirit and one is the initiate. So let me tell you about the free spirit first. The free spirit's message is, you can only change yourself. Now is the time to unleash your free spirit. Not try to blend in and not be the same as everyone else. But the initiate is really interesting too, because the initiate, it's fascinating when you put these two together. They almost sound like opposites, but they're not. The initiate says, acknowledge what you do not know. I'm going to say it again. Acknowledge what you do not know and learn with beginner's mind so you can become accepted as an authority one day. See that? That is a powerful message for where you're sitting right now with this youngster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope that we've been able to help you.
Yes, you have. You have. And thank you both so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah. Charlene, check back with us in a couple weeks.
I will.
Yeah, okay. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. What a great audience, right?
Yeah. Fear. Speaking of fear, when somebody goes into a tournament and completely kicks butt and takes names, I think she, meaning you, Dr. Pat.
Oh, okay.
So a little birdie named Linda told me that you were in a table tennis, a ping pong tournament. I think it was last weekend. And
that is right.
You kicked some serious wazoo, didn't you?
I love to play. So Linda's right. I love to play. It was a little bit unusual. It was our state championships. It sets us up for the next event, like the nationals, right, in Pittsburgh. But man, it was like 88 degrees inside on Saturday and Sunday. And, generally I'm smart about those things. And I'm like, okay, I'm drinking my water and I'm taking care of myself and I know what I'm doing and blah, 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 blah. And I did all that. But when I got home, I guess it was this part of the adrenaline. And I decided I'm going to do my laundry. I'm going to unpack my suitcase, da, 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 da. And I didn't drink a thing. When I woke up Monday, I was like, oh my gosh, I called Linda and I said, I can't go into the office. I am like wobbly. And then I called Mary Jane Mack. If you all do not know Mary Jane Mack, you need to just maryjanemack.com. And I said, Mary Jane, you got to help me. What do I need to take? She said, you needed to come home and drink like a quart, a half gallon of water. Your adrenals are dry. And she went on. But when you love something like that, and I love something like that, and I'm not saying that I won all the games because I didn't. I also had two people there that are sort of proteges with me. And I was so excited. Do you know everybody from the group that I play with up in Everett won a medal? See, that's awesome. What I get excited about. Right? Oh, and field and track. And we can talk about field and track on another day, but I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, my point is you're putting yourself out there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always fear to overcome.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really wonderful. So,
and it was scary. I will tell you, it was scary because, you never know after 3 years with the COVID, you never know who the people are going to show up. But my brain should have said the really good people are going to show up because the really good people did come out to play. And it was so fun playing them. I'm really clear I am going to learn Chinese, though. I am definitely. I feel so left out when my friends start talking Chinese. And I'm like, I have got to learn Chinese. All right. We've got to go. Let's go to phones, though. We still have more people, right?
Yeah. Jacob, who do we got?
Yeah, we've got Sandy calling in from Connecticut. Hi there, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. Boy, Hi. We're all over the place today. Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
I am well. Thank you so much. Hello, friends.
Hey. Hey, really, let me tell you, it's a good vibe. Let me tell you something. The best year of my life that I can remember, and just a sidebar, I was working up in New Hampshire. Linda's parents had moved to Connecticut, Madison, Connecticut. Linda would come from Jersey every weekend, and I'd come from New Hampshire every weekend. And I loved spending that time in Connecticut. I just absolutely loved it. I don't know if it's the energy, but the energy between Connecticut and Rhode Island is just, it hit me at that point in time in my life. So anyway, this is now about you. How can we help you?
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for sharing that. We are an eclectic mix of people. All right. So I want to go back to March, this past March. I lost a very dear, my childhood best friend. And she
did not reach out to me. She reached out to my sister, and it hurt because I wasn't there, but I wasn't aware. My sister kind of kept it from me, and come to find out, you know, the morning that she passed, I woke up and I played the song that, you know, reminded me of her. It was that everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying.
Yeah, I love that too.
That old, right? It's such a great song.
Yeah, it is.
So I played that on my phone and I was thinking of her, and my husband and I had gone shopping and we went to this cute little shop in Hope Valley, Rhode Island, where they hack and livery and they have like old fashioned candy. And I bought her watermelon candies, like this special kind of sugar ones, that sugar coated watermelon slices that you can't find anywhere. And I bought three pieces and I'm going to send these to Millie. And when I got home, I found out that she had passed. So it was really kind of wild, but what made it even more, I don't know, surreal, she passed on would have been my son's birthday. He would have been 32.
All right, hold on. So you've given me so much information. Now that's all in my head. And first off, our condolences on the passing of your friend. But when
and your son. Right, yeah. Sandy? Your
Thank
son
you.
Too? Okay.
Yeah, but when you're working with a medium, try not to give us so much information. In this case, it's okay because, now I know so many things about her. I have to sift through what the spirit's transmitting versus what I already know. But what I'm getting here, I know this is going to sound really corny, Sandy, but she keeps showing me an image of Little Red Riding Hood. Okay, now I know that sounds weird, but I've been doing this long enough to where I know the weirder the better. And I'm seeing Little Red Riding Hood, you know, going through the woods with her basket and all that. Does anything about somebody with the name like Robin or Little Red or something about that particular story make sense to you in any way? I think I know, but I want to see what your feeling is first.
I would more or less probably go with, you know, the path to grandmother's place, you know, where grandmother was the safe place. And she and I always went to her grandmother's, her Mimi's.
Perfect.
We walked through
Perfect.
The path.
What she wants you to know is she doesn't want you to be sore. That's her word, S-O-R-E, doesn't want you to be sore at your sister. She didn't really want anybody outside of a very select group of people to know. And she was particularly worried about how upset you would be and how you would take her passing. And one of the reasons that you were seeking out the watermelon candies and the song and everything is that spiritually she was there with you. And even if she hadn't passed at that point, I have done several readings for people who were in the transition. They were non-responsive, yet their spirit is able to communicate. And certainly, as soon as a person passes, they're able to communicate. So think about the watermelon candies, the song. Those were all beautiful memories, beautiful associations with you, with your son, with her. And that's why she wanted to give those to you, because that was her gift to you. And she realizes now in retrospect that she should have told you to be there, but she also wanted to spare you the agony of her seeing her passing. Mm-hmm. She knows she can handle it, but she didn't want to put you through that in light of everything that you've been through.
Okay.
Do you have a sense of that, Sandy? Look, I wanted to say to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. It's hard. And believe me, I understand what Mark said, but on a very human level, Linda and I have been friends for 50 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how I would feel if that same thing happened. But I would hope that I would have a little bit more wherewithal to understand sometimes there is an energy operating that is so much smarter than me, for whatever the reason is, so much smarter than me. And one of the cards I pulled for you, one of the messages, there are three of them that are, I believe, are for you, or they could be one for you, one for her, one for your sister. But the one was the higher self. See, this is what you're being asked to be. You're being asked to be this higher self. And this is interesting. This is hard. I don't know if I could even say this. This one is the higher self. And it says, may I read it? Stop longing. Still your mind and allow your higher self to use its infinite resources to comfort and guide you to the fulfillment of your desires. Do you see what that's telling you?
I do. I do. And I think I knew it, but I needed the, yeah. I needed to hear it.
Yeah. It's hard because we feel things in our humanity. See, mm-hmm. I could feel your pain on this, right? I can't be you and have the experience. But it's hard to solve the problem now at that level. So you're going to be asked to go to your higher self. So how do you stop longing? And this is not about fear, but this is different. The way to stop longing, especially when it has to do with other people, is to go to a place where whatever you feel wounded about or wounded about what was done to you, you can forgive and let go. Mm-hmm. That is so easy to say, and it is a journey by
it's
itself.
So hard to do, and so but, it's such a process. It's a process. Yep. I mean, I'm proud I can talk about it.
I'm proud you can talk about it too.
I cried so many tears, and this past year, I think last year you told me that I needed to release the rest of my son's ashes and have a let's put him to rest completely, you know, don't hold on to the past. And my dad passed just a few weeks ago, and he wants his ashes rest remains to be released with my boy, with my son, at the brook where we had released his ashes. And I thought that was so special. So that felt like that will be the closure that that is necessary. Mm-hmm. And
may I suggest something to you? May I suggest something to you? You do not have your friend's ashes, but one of the other two cards that I picked, one is the gardener. I don't know what that means to you. But when you do this, think about creating a ritual for your friend as well. You don't have to have the ashes. You understand?
And if I... Excuse me. I just got a message from your dad, and it's about the brook, and it's the he's talking about the owl, O-W-L. It's the place of the owl. Yeah. Is there something with this brook? There's an owl nest or owls there or something with owl. This is so like my whole mind is filled with owls.
I have about four owl statues there.
I'd say. That's a bada bing, bada owl. Okay. What Dr. Pat was saying.
Yeah. And don't leave your friend out.
Yeah. Your dad came through and transitioned that. So you have your collective of spirits, your son, your dad, your friend, and the four owls. Yeah. That's the three of them in spirit. And the one owl here is you.
And I want to just say to you, one of the beautiful things to do is if you can get your hands on sage and bring that to the place. Yeah. I don't know why I say sage for her, but if you can let a large amount of sage burn there and then take what's left of it and spread that.
Oh, that is beautiful. Absolutely. I was planning on doing a ceremony. So that just is perfect. Yeah. Okay. That just really resonates with me, and my dad was a singer, Mark. He wasn't a professional singer, but he was a really good singer. I'll just put it that way.
He was a good singer.
he had signature songs, and I just wondered, is there any song that comes to mind? Because you're so good with pulling up songs.
You know, I keep hearing Frank Sinatra singing, I'll never smile again till I smile at you. I just keep hearing that resonating through me.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know your dad, but I'm almost afraid to tell you the song that came through for me. Old school Peggy Lee, Fever. I get the sense your dad was a little feisty.
Fever? Oh, my.
Yeah, Fever.
Oh, my.
You know that song, Fever, well, by oh, my God.
Yes, I do. So, Fever, yeah, when you touch me.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
But, well, you don't want to know what's funny? My mom's name was Peggy.
All right.
Love it.
We're going to let you go. Take music to the brook with you, okay? Don't do this without the music. You understand, okay?
Yeah, and
thank
I want
you so much.
And I want you to look up that Frank Sinatra song and listen to it, because that's going to resonate for you too. So
I can't get this song out of my head now. The Fever. I love Peggy Lee. Thank you so much.
Goodness.
Thank you so much. I know, crazy. Mark, what a great show. Jacob, thank you. To the best audience on the planet, we will be back here next week. Thank you all. You are amazing. Mark, you're the best. I love it.
Oh, you too, Dr. Pat. Let me tell you, and Dr. Pat and I will be continuing our ministry next week, which is known as The Psychic and the Doc here on the Transformation Network. Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.